Yo Gen Z, what's up? Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood therapist in disguise. Okay, not really a therapist, but I do know a thing or two about surviving this crazy world we live in. And trust me, girl, it ain't easy. Between the pressure to be Insta famous, the constant stream of news that could make you want to crawl under their blankets and hide, and the FOMO fear of missing out that makes you feel like you're always playing catch up, it's a wonder any of us function. But here's the truth bomb. You can't pour from an empty cup. Self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are cool too. It's about prioritizing your mental health. It's about recognizing that taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. Ever felt like you're running on fumes? Like your anxiety is a constant background noise? That, my friends, is a sign you need to hit the self-care reset button. So, let's break down why this whole self-care thing is actually super important for Gen Z. 1. You're constantly connected. Okay, so social media can be fun, but it's also a constant stream of information and comparison. It's like living in a highlight reel where everyone else seems to have their life together. Spoiler alert, they don't. This pressure to keep up can be seriously draining. Taking time to disconnect, to log off, is crucial. 2. You're facing unprecedented challenges. Climate change, social injustice, global pandemics. Gen Z is inheriting a world with its fair share of problems. It's totally normal to feel overwhelmed and anxious. But you gotta remember, it's okay not to be okay. Talk about your feelings, seek support, don't bottle it all up. 3. You're juggling academics, work, and social life. Between trying to ace those exams, side hustling for that extra cash, and maintaining a somewhat active social life, you're basically running a marathon every day. Remember to schedule in time for yourself, even if it's just 15 minutes to chill with your favorite playlist or take a walk in nature. 4. You're building your identity. Figuring out who you are and what you want is a rollercoaster ride, and let's be real, sometimes the dips are intense. Trying new things, exploring different interests, and learning from your experiences are all part of the journey. Don't be afraid to experiment and find what truly resonates with you. 5. Self-care isn't just about bubble baths. It's about listening to your body and mind. What makes you feel good? What drains your energy? Pay attention to the signals. If you're constantly tired, maybe it's time to cut back on the caffeine or get more sleep. If you're feeling stressed, try some deep breathing exercises or yoga. Think about that friend who always seems to have their life together, the one who effortlessly bounces back from setbacks and radiates positive energy. Chances are, they've got a solid self-care routine down pat. They know the value of taking time for themselves, prioritizing their mental health, and recharging their batteries. Now let me paint you a picture. You're drowning in assignments, your phone is blowing up with notifications, and that looming deadline feels like a monster closing in on you. Sound familiar? We've all been there. But instead of letting the stress consume you, imagine this. You take a deep breath, close your laptop for 15 minutes, and put on your favorite playlist. Maybe you grab a cup of tea, go for a quick walk outside, or simply close your eyes and listen to the sounds around you. Boom. Instant wee boost, right? That's the power of self-care. So, ditch the I don't have time excuse, seriously, you do. And start incorporating these simple practices into your daily routine. Schedule me time. Just like you schedule meetings and appointments, block out time in your calendar for yourself. Treat it like a sacred commitment. Embrace the power of saying no. You don't have to be everything to everyone. Learn to politely decline requests that drain your energy or compromise your well-being. Get moving. Exercise doesn't have to be a chore. Find an activity you enjoy, whether it's dancing, hiking, playing a sport, or even just taking a brisk walk around the block. Remember, Gen Z, taking care of yourself is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. You deserve to feel good, both mentally and physically. So go ahead, prioritize your well-being and watch your whole world change for the better. And don't forget to hit that follow button and share this episode with your squad. Let's spread the self-care love.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.